well-built man.
He can live.
Muscular man. Physically.
If he can lift a lot of weight, he is very
strong.
We were talking about butter before, and you said that when it gets old, before it gets rancid, it gets kind of
the color or the
The odor and the taste. What does it do? Gets kind of
before it gets rancid. It doesn't get moldy. Otherwise.
Would you have a different name for a man if he was kind of fat, but he was still real strong?
Hefty guy or something like that.
Would you ever use stout in describing butter that's beginning to get bad?
It could be used, but I don't think I would put myself in that way. Then.
If somebody's got a very good disposition, so that just about everybody likes them, you'd say that this person is very
likable.
If somebody like a teenager is, I guess about 15 years old, boys get this way. They're long legs and long arms, and it seems like they fall over everything.
Clumsy.
A person who keeps on doing something over and over that just doesn't make any sense, doesn't make any sense. You might say he's just a plain
pain in the ass.
All right, if you don't think this person has any sense, you would say he is a plain
nut. Well, that'd be probably a good thing for me.
All right, do you have any other names for people if you think they don't have good sense?
They can be expressed in lots of ways. Probably not old there or something like that.
Or funny terms. You know, the person is not really that way, but you're just making fun of them. You might say they're
a little off. Anyway, and expect that in many ways to say that. I don't judge out. You know, I think that day is slipping by us. Somebody used to more or less laugh or chortle towards those people. It seemed like that's one thing, it's getting better, you know. I can remember, you know, if somebody was like myself, wasn't all up there, people wanted to, yes, express themselves too openly. Now, I'm sure we are. But they seem that doesn't happen as it used to.
Do you ever call anybody a fool?
The Bible says you're a danger in hell bar. Calling on a fool. I have in joking ways, I've heard people say, yes, that damn fool ain't got no sense at all. But if you really mean that, you shouldn't say it.
Okay. What about a person who has a lot of money, but he won't spend any of it?
Miser.
And I guess it's the same way we were talking about before, but a person who tries to always get money out of other people, what would you call them?
It almost goes out of children.
When somebody says the word common and they're talking about a person, what do they mean?